Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first aliyah in Parshas Bahar B'chukaisai, that is Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Aleph. Now in this aliyah, we're going to introduce the concept of an achuza, and we're going to be learning that throughout this entire Parsha. What is an achuza? So literally, it's an ancestral land or heritage, which means that when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael and was divided among the Shvatim, so every single Shevet is divided into families, and every single family got a portion of the land. This is their achuza. That means it was divided up in between the families, and that went from father to son, son to father, through many, many generations. This achuza is something that belongs to the family, and even if someone sold his achuza, which we will learn about, is only allowed to be sold if he's very poor and he has no money, it goes back to him eventually. It is not a complete sale. It never completely leaves the family. It will always eventually come back to the family. That's what achuza is. That is an ancestral land or ancestral heritage or portion in Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem u'Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe Behar Sinai Lamar on Har Sinai saying, let's take a look at Rashi right away. Pasuk Aleph Behar Sinai, Ma Inyan Shemitah Itzal Har Sinai. What in the world does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? We're just about to learn about Shemitah, the seventh year. What does that have to do with Har Sinai? But like all mitzvahs Nemru Misinai, every single mitzvah was given at Har Sinai. Elama Shemitah Nemru Klai Separate Tasevi Jusem Misinai. Just like Shemitah, every single one of its general rules and all of its specifics were said at Har Sinai. Afkula Nemru Klai Sevi Jusem Misinai. So too, every single mitzvah, all the general rules and the specifics were all said at Har Sinai. Kach Shinei Batars Kahanim. But Vinir Ali says Rashi, it seems to me Shakach Pirusha, this is the way to explain it. In Mishnah Torah, which is talking about Dvarim, we do not see that all the specifics of Shemitah's Karkais, Shemitah is said in Mishnah Torah. We learned that all the Klalim and Pratim, all the specifics and general rules were set at Har Sinai, Ubaha Kasiv, Lamad Khan, and over here the Pasuk is teaching us, Akol Dibor Shenadaber, Lemoshe, Shemisinai, Hayu Kulam. Every single thing that was said over to Moshe, all the specifics, everything was said at Har Sinai, Klaisein, Vitusam, Mechazu, Vinishnu, Barvismayev, and they were repeated in Dvarim. However, everything was said at Har Sinai. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Beis. Dabrel B'nai Yisrael, Vamart Aleim. Speak to the B'nai Yisrael and tell them, Kisavayu El Aretz, Asher Anino Sein Lachem. When you come to the land that I'm going to give you, Veshavsa Aretz, Shabbos Lashem, and the land shall rest a Shabbos for Hashem. Shei Shanim Tizar Sadecha. 6 years you plant your field, Veshei Shanim Tizmar Kamecha, and 6 years you prune your vineyard, Vasaftis Tvasa, you could gather in its crop, Uvashana Shvis. But in the seventh year, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yil Aretz, there should be a complete rest for the land, Shabbos Lashem, a resting for Hashem. Sad Chalei Sizra, you shall not plant your field of Charmachalei Sizmar, don't prune your vineyard. Ace Sifiach Ketzir Chalei Siktar, the aftergrowth of your harvest, don't harvest that. That's in vain Izrech Chalei Sivtar, and that which you've withheld from your grapes, don't pick those either. Shanas Shabbos and Yil La'aretz, it should be a year of rest for the land. And the resting of the land shall be yours to eat. We're going to explain what that means, the resting of the land. For you, your servant, your maidservant. And for the one that you've hired and one that resides with you. And for your animal and for the one in the field. All of its crops shall be there to eat. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Beis. Shabbos Lashem. What does it mean? It's a Shabbos for Hashem. L'shem Hashem. You're doing it for Hashem. K'shem Shenarim B'Shabbos Bereishis. Just like the first Shabbos of creation, we rest every seventh day, L'shem Hashem. So too, every seventh year, the land has to rest, and this is L'shem Hashem. Pasuk Dalad and Rashi, Yiel La'aretz, L'sadis U'l'chrabim, the fields and the vineyards, they have to rest. Lois Sizmar, what does that mean, Lois Sizmar? Shekaitzin's Marisa, you cut off its vines, V'targumai Lois Sichsach, and Pasuk Hein Rashi, Esefiach Katsircha, the aftergrowth of that which you harvested. What is this? A few Lois Rata, even though you didn't actually plant it, V'hit Samcha, but it sprouted on its own. Menazer Shenafel Baba Es HaKatzir, from the seeds that had fallen at the time of the previous year's harvest. V'ukari Sefiach, this is called Sefiach, it's aftergrowth. Even that Lois Sektar, you're not allowed to harvest that during Shemitah. Lios Machzik Bait to take possession of Vekishar Katzir, like all other harvests. Ella, Hefker, yeah, it has to be Hefker, it's completely ownerless, Lakol. Anyone who wants can take it. You are not allowed to harvest it like regular on Shemitah. And we said in the pasuk, Inve Nizi Recha, your grapes that you kept away, that you withheld from everyone. Shein Zarta Vifrash Bnei Adam Mehem, that you separated them and you kept them away from other people. V'lo Yifkartem, and you didn't give up ownership, you didn't make them Hefker. And the pasuk had said, Lo Yisivtzar, you're not allowed to pick them. Oysam, those that you kept away from others. Ein Chabaitzer, you're not allowed to pick them. Elamin Amufker, you're only allowed to pick that which has no ownership. It was a ready-made Hefker. That is what is allowed to be picked on Shemitah, but something which is called shamor, it's guarded, you made sure that other people had no access to it, that is not allowed to be picked on Shemitah. And Pasuk Vav continued, V'hoysa Shabbos Aretz V'gaymer, Afal Pish Hasartim Alecha, even though I forbade these fruits to you, Lo Bachiv, Lo Bahana Yisartim, I didn't say that you're not allowed to eat them, El Shalei Tinag Behem Kabal Bayis, you're not allowed to treat them like you're the regular homeowner, like you are their owner. Ela Kol Yushavim Ba, everyone has to be equal, everyone has to have equal access to these fruits. Ata, Uschircha, V'shoshavcha, you, your hired worker, the one that resides with you, it's not any more yours than it is theirs. And Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem La'achla, says the Pasuk, Min HaShavos Ata Oichel, you're only allowed to eat from that which has been rested, Shavos. V'ata Oichel Min HaShomer, but you're not allowed to eat from something which has been Shomer, it's been guarded, it's been kept away from other people. And who's it for? It's L'cha L'av L'chav L'amasecha. L'fishan Emerson says in the Pasuk, V'achel Avyonei Amecha, and the poor people shall eat. Yachol Yasrim Achil Ashirim, you might think that the rich people aren't allowed to eat these fruits. Tamalem, that's why it says in the Pasuk, L'cha L'av L'chav L'amasecha. Harei Bailim V'avadim Ushvachas Amurim Khan, the owners, slaves, and maidservants, they're all stated over here, meaning everyone's equal. It's an even playing field over here. V'lesir Chalosh Sayshavcha, the Pasuk said, Av HaNachrim, this is even referring to non-Jews. And the Pasuk said, V'lehem Techav L'chaya, it should be for your animal and for the chaya, which is really referring to a wild animal. So Rashi asks, Im chaya hechaz, a wild animal could eat a behemoth like Kolshkin, for sure, a domesticated animal is allowed to eat it. Shem Zon Yisrael Alecha, because you have responsibility to give it food. Matam Lomer V'lehem Techa, so why is the Pasuk stressed V'lehem Techa? It's to teach us, Makash Behem L'chaya, it compares a domesticated animal to a wild one. Kolz Machachaya Chalas Man Asada, anytime the wild one is still able to eat this from the field, there's still stuff like this growing in the field, Hachel V'hem Techa, then you're allowed to take this food and you're allowed to feed it to your animal, Min Habayas, from your house, meaning you have it in your drawer in your house, you're allowed to use this for your animal. However, Kolachaya Man Asada, if there's none of this left in the field, there's no cucumbers left, for example, so the wild animals can't eat cucumbers, Kalel V'hem Techa Min Habayas, then you have to get rid of it from your house, you're not allowed to use the cucumber in your drawer and feed that to your animal. And back to Chomish Pasal Ches, V'safart L'chan, you should count for yourself, Sheva Shabsois Shanim, 7 Shabbosois of years, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pa'amim, 7 years, 7 times, V'hayu L'cha Yimei, Sheva Shabsois Shanim, and the days of these 7 years should be for you, Teshav Arbaim Shana, a total of 49 years. Now, what is it that we just learned over here? So Pasuk Ches and Rashi tells us, Shabsois Shanim, Shmitais Shanim, this is referring to a Shmita of year. Literally, the word Shmita means a release. Yachol, you might think, Yasa Sheva Shanim, Tzufas Shmita, that you should have 7 years in a row of just Shmita, of Yasa Yevel Achrim, and then do the Yevel year after them. Tamalam, that's why the Pasuk says, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pa'amim, 7 years, 7 times. Hava Omer, Kol Shmita Shmita Bezmana, every single Shmita in its year, meaning we have 6 years, and then the 7th year is a Shmita, and we do that cycle 7 times. V'hayu L'cha Yimei Sheva, V'gaymer, continues Rashi, Magalcha, this teaches you, She'afal Pi Shalei Hasisa Shmita, even though you did not keep Shmita, Asei Yovel, you still should have a Yovel year. L'sefer Ba'am V'teish Hashana, at the end of 49 years, Pshuta Shalmekar, and the simple understanding is, Yala L'cha Cheshbin Shnaisa Shmita, all the years should add up, L'misbar Ba'am V'teish, 49 years in total. Now, what happens on this 50th year? Let's go back to Chomesh Pasuk Tes. Ve'avarta Shofar Truva B'ched HaShvi, and you shall sound a Truva on the 7th month, Be'asel HaChadosh, on the 10th of the month, Be'yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur, Taviru Shofar B'chol Artzachem, you should have this shofar blast sound throughout all of your lands. V'kidashtem Eshnas HaChemishim Shana, and you shall sanctify the 50th year, Ukrasim Dror Ba'arz L'chol Yishvel, and you shall announce freedom throughout the land for all the people that live in it. Yovel Hi Tiyah Lachem, it is a Yovel year for you, V'shavtem Ishal Chuzasei V'ishal Mishpachti Tashuvu, and by it being a Yovel year, that means that each man shall return to his achuza and to his family, and we're going to learn what that means. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Tes, learning about this shofar blast. Ve'avarta l'shoin v'yaviru kol b'machne l'shoin hachraza. It's a lashon of announcement. It's a proclamation. We're sounding this shofar blast. V'yom Kippur man Yom Kippur. Mimashu shenemar Yom Kippur. Since it says Yom Kippur in the pasuk, any day Yeshua Basar Chodesh, don't I know that's already on the 10th of the month? So Imkain l'manemar Basar Chodesh. Why does the pasuk have to tell us it's on the 10th of the month? El lem l'chata tell you tekias aser l'chodesh daicha Shabbos. The blowing of the shofar on the 10th of the month. That's daicha Shabbos. V'chol artzachem throughout all your land. Ve'ain tekias Rosh Hashanah daicha Shabbos. But blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that doesn't override Shabbos b'chol artzachem throughout your land. Ela bezdin milvad, only in bezdin. The pasuk Yud said v'kidashtem, you should sanctify it b'chnisasa, when it starts, meaning right at the beginning of the year, you should make it holy. Mekachin hayisab bezdin, they actually sanctify it in bezdin. V'ayimim, they say mekudeshes hashana, this year is sanctified. Ukrasim dron, you shall announce freedom. La'avadim, this is for all the Jewish slaves. Bein nirtza, bein shaloi kalu l'shei shanim, whether or not he had the hole in his ear pierced or it hasn't even finished the first 6 years of his service. Mishanimkar, from one he was sold. Amar Rav Yehuda, says, Malashain Dror, what's his understanding of Dror that it means freedom? Kim Adair Bei Dair, like a person who lives in a dwelling place, Shadar B'chol Makam Shuraita, he can live wherever he wants, Ve'ena B'rishos Acherim, and he's not under the authority, he doesn't have to listen to anyone else, he doesn't have to answer to anyone else. So Dror means you can live wherever you want, that means that you're a free person. Yovel, he, the next Rashi says, it's a Yovel. Shana Zum Uvdelis Mishar Shanim, this year is separate, it's distinct, it's special from all of the years. Ben Kivas Shem La Levada, it has its own name. Umashma, what's its name? Yovel. The name of the year is Yovel. Al Shem Tekiyah Shofar, because the blowing of the Shofar, and the Shofar is called a Yovel. And the Pasuk had said, what happens on this 50th year? V'shavtem Ishal Achuzasai. Each man should return to his Achuzah. Shahasadeh Ischazus L'Balein. Any field that was sold goes back to its original owner. Mishal Mishpachti Tashuvu. And each man returns to his family. What does that mean? The Rabbi Zanirza, we had this Jewish slave that he had a hole put in his ear, so he stays by his master for longer. A Yovel, even though he had this earring, and he had this piercing, he still goes back to his family. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. We're going to learn more about Yovel. Yovel here is a Yovel. Shnas Chamishim Shana Tiyah Lechem. This 50th year it shall be for you. Lois is row. You are not allowed to plant. Lois six ruas svichel. And you are not allowed to pick the svichim, again, the aftergrowth. Lois six ruas nizireha. And you are not allowed to harvest that which you set aside for yourself. Ki Yovel hi kadesh yalechem. Because it's Yovel and is holy for you. Min asada teichlos tvuasa. You're going to eat from the field that which has grown. Vishnas Yovel azois. In this Yovel year, Teshuvu ishal chuzasoi. Each man shall return to his achuza, to his heritage. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and skip the first Rashi, go to the second Rashi, Es Nezireh, that which you set aside, Es Anavim HaMishumarim. This is talking about the grapes that you had set aside, Avol Baitzrat HaMafkarim. But again, just like in Shemitah, you are allowed to pick that which is ownerless, K'shem Shener B'Shvius, just like it says by Shemitah, Kachner B'Yovel, the same thing by Yovel. Nimsu Shtei Shanim Kedoshes. It turns out that now there's two holy years, Smucha Zulazu, one right after another, Shnas Arba'im V'Teisha Shemitah, the 49th year is a regular Shemitah year, Shnas HaMishim Yovel, and the 50th year is Yovel, which is basically another Shemitah year. And Pasuk Yud Beis in Rashi says, Kodesh Yalachem should be holy for you. Now, what's the implication that it's holy? Tefesas Domeo, it grabs hold of its money. Kehektish, just like Hektish. Yachol Teitzehi L'chulin, you might think that it should become Chulin. Tam Lemer says in the Pasuk, Tiya, it shall be, Behav Yasa Tehei, its holiness stays upon the fruit, meaning the fruit is Kodesh, and any money that was used to purchase the fruit from Yovel is also Kodesh. Min Asadeh Toichlu, from the field you should eat, Al Yudea Asadeh, by means of the field, Atoichl Min Abayas, you could eat that which is in the house. Shimkal L'chaim and Asadeh, if there's no more food of this type for the wild animal in the field, so then Tzarech Atol Vayr Min Abayas, you have to get rid of it from your house. K'shem Shenem B'Shvias, Kachinem B'Yovel. All the halachas were stated by Shemitah in this regard, so too they apply by Yovel. And next Pasuk in Rashi says, Teshuvu El Achuzasai, Varik Var Nemar. Didn't it already say, Tu Psukim Ago, V'Shavtem Ish Al Achuzasai, that each man returns to his Achuza? El Rabbas HaMeicher Sodeu, V'Amad B'Noi, Uga Allah. This is talking about a person who sold his field, and then his son took the initiative, got up and redeemed that field, Shechazer Slo Aviv B'Yovel, it goes back to his father at the Yovel year. So his father has a field, his father sold it. It was redeemed by his son. His son has to give it back to his father at the Yovel year. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'chisim Kru Memkar L'Amisecha, Oikonim Yad HaMisecha, when you make a sale to your fellow, or you buy something from him, Al Tainu Ishasach, if one man is not allowed to afflict his brother, Archgold translates this as victimize. One man may not victimize the other. Now what does that mean? Rashi says over here, V'chisim Kru L'fi Pshuta Kimashmai, the simple way it sounds, that's exactly as it is. V'aitim furthermore, yes, Joshua, there's another Joshua. Minayin Kshat HaMeicher, how do you know that when you sell something, Mechar L'Yisrael Chavercha, you should sell it to a Yid, don't sell it to a guy. Tam Lamer, the Pasuk says, V'chisim Kru Memkar La'amisecha Mechar, you should sell it to Amisecha, to your fellow, to your brother, to a Jew. And Uminayin Shem Basal Liknais, and how do you know if you want to buy something, K'nei Yisrael Chavercha, buy it from a fellow Yid. Tam Lamer says in the Pasuk, Oikonai Miyad Amisecha, from your fellow, meaning buy from a Yid. And when it's said in the Pasuk, Al Tainu, do not victimize Zu Aina's Mama, this is talking about Aina of money, this is afflicting him when it comes to financial matters, and we're going to learn about this in the Pasuk. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav, B'mispar Shanim Acher Yovel. According to the number of years after Yovel, Tikna Meis Amisecha, based off of that, you should set the price when you buy it from your fellow. B'mispar Shnei Tevuas Yimacher Lach, according to the number of crop years, Shnei Tevuas is the years that it could produce crop, that's how much he should sell it to you. Lefi Roiv HaShanim Tarbe Meknasei, according to the greater number of years, meaning if there's a lot of years left till Yovel, so then you can increase its purchase, it could be more money. Lefi Ma'it HaShanim, and if there's a limited number of years, Tamit Meknasei, so based off of that, you have to reduce its price. Ki Mispar Tevuas Humay Chalach, because what is he selling you? He's selling you the number of crops in the field. That's the whole purpose of buying a field, is to see how many crops you can get out of it. Let's understand this a little bit better in Rashi. Pasuk Dazvav in Rashi, Mismar Shanim Achar Yovel Tikna Zeu Pshuta. This is the simple understanding, Liyash V'Mekar Alfanov, in order to understand the Pasuk as it is read. Al Ha'ina Bala Hazir. This Pasuk is coming to warn us about Ha'ina. Kishatimkar Tikna Karka. When you sell or buy land, Du'u Kam Shanim Yesh Ad Yovel. You should know how many years there are until Yovel. Ulafi HaShanim, and according to how many years are left, which voice I saw then, the number of times that this field can produce a crop, that's how much the seller should sell, and the buyer should buy. Because what's going to end up happening to this field? He's going to have to return it to the seller in the Yovel year. And if there's only a few years till Yovel, and he sells it for a very high price, it turns out that the lekeach, he was nis'ana, he was victimized, he was afflicted. And if there's a lot of years left, and the buyer is going to end up having many crops from it, so it turns out that the meicher has been nis'ana. So therefore, he has to buy it l'fi hazman based off of the time. That's why it says in the pasuk b'mispar shnei tivuos yimacher lach. L'fi minyan shnei tivuos shetehei medes biyad alaykech timkor loy. based off of the amount of years that it's going to be in the hand of the buyer, that's how you shall sell it to him. From Sainu Darshan Mikan and Chazal Darshan from here, if a person selling his field, he's not allowed to redeem it within less than 2 years. It's allowed to stay for a minimum of 2 years in the hands of the buyer, from day to day, meaning from the day he purchased it until the day the person's allowed to buy it back from him. Even if there's going to end up being three crops based off of this cheshbon, in these 2 years, for example, if he sold it to him while it already had standing crop in it, and the word shnei, meaning years, doesn't leave its simple meaning, meaning to say, a number of years of crops, and out of shidafin, meaning that the crops get ruined. A minimum of years means 2 years, so the minimum this person gets his field for before the other person has the ability to redeem it from him is 2 years. You should increase the price. You could sell it for a much higher price. You should reduce it. You have to reduce its price. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yedzayin, and one person is not to be tain of the other. Don't victimize, don't harass, don't bother the other one. You should fear God, because I am Hashem your God. And you should do my chukim, my decrees. And you shall guard, you shall observe my mishpatim. And you would dwell, you will live securely on the land. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yedzayin. What does that mean? Kan his here, alinaz dvarm over here. This is talking about anaz dvarm, meaning harassing or victimizing someone verbally. He shouldn't annoy or harass his friend. And he shouldn't give him advice that's not fit for him, but it's lafi darkevana asa shalyayat. It does fit according to the way of the advisor. Meaning, just because you think that this worked for you, that doesn't mean you should give that advice to someone else if it's not going to work for him. Vayim time, if you're going to say, miyadea in miskavanti lara, who knows if I had bad intentions by giving him this advice? That's why the pasuk says, and you should fear your God. He knows your thoughts. He knows anything given over to the heart. Because only the person who has this thought in his heart, he knows that that thought exists. And so does Hashem. So don't think you're going to be able to run away from Hashem. That's why it says about it, and you should fear Hashem. The next pasuk in Rashi said, that you're going to dwell securely on your land. You're going to be there secure and everything's going to be calm. Because of the sin of not keeping Shemitah, Klai Yisrael goes into Galus. Shemar says in the pasuk, "Az tirsa arsa shabseisah." Then the land is going to appease its Shemitah years, and we're going to learn about that in Parshas Bechukosai. V'hirtzas shabseisah, v'shivim shana shel Galus Bavel, and the 7 years of Galus Bavel keneged shivim Shemitah shebitlu hayu. That was because of the 70 Shemitahs that they didn't keep properly. With this, we conclude the first Aliyah of Parshas Bahar Bechukosai. We're going to continue to learn about Shemitah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.